number you need to know. It's a very easy one. 23,000 euros exactly. 23,000 euros exactly. To enter, text the word play to 57557. That's 57557. Get your entry in before 3 p.m. today. And if we call you after 3 o'clock, answer your phone within five rings, tell us the prize amount, and you win the money. The cost is €2.50 plus your standard message right to play. You have to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations and full terms on the website, newstalk.com. Tom Dunn with you, standing in for Sean today. 52106 for your texts or emails to afternoon@newstalk.com. Now, a rare celestial event takes place tonight. It's called a conjunction. But what is it, and how can people look out for it? Joining me now is David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. David, how are you today?
Very well, thanks, Tom, and Happy New Year to you.
And a Happy New Year to you too, David. What's going on in our skies tonight that's so exciting?
Well, it's going to be something that everybody in the country can see easily. In fact, if you're out walking the dog and you looked up at the moon, you would see there's a brilliant star, in quotes, sitting just above it. It's not a star, it's actually the planet Mars making a rare close alignment with the moon. And Mars is only a few weeks after being closest to the Earth, technically December 1st. So it's going to be close for the next few weeks and months anyway. And that only happens every couple of years. So to have it line up with the moon like this, we knew people would be wondering, what is that bright star above the moon? Because it wasn't there last night. It won't be there tomorrow night. It's a one night only event. We want to get the whole country out watching a beautiful spectacle of Mother Nature.
And it's one night only. Our favourite words in the entertainment world. Snooze and you lose. It's always quite an easy enough planet with its red colour. Will it be even more spectacular tonight?
Well, it's the fact that it's lining up with the moon. So we do have the planet Jupiter in the sky, which is technically a little bit brighter than Mars. But really, the moon and Mars are almost the two brightest objects in the night sky. So you can't mistake them. Even if you're in the middle of a city, you would see them. And it's interesting, as you stand there looking at the moon with this brilliant orangey red dot sitting just above it, to think about what's really going on. The moon is less than 500,000 kilometers from us, but Mars is nearly 100 million, over 200 times further away. And in reality, Mars is twice the width of the moon. Just it's that huge distance that makes it look smaller. And of course, there are spacecraft trundling around on the surface of Mars, poking and probing it, getting ready for the first humans to go there, probably in the next decade. So there's a lot going on in space, not just this pretty moon with a bright dot above it.
Exciting times. What exactly is a conjunction?
Well, that's all. Conjunction simply means an alignment. It's the technical word we use in astronomy. Right. So when the two pass each other, often it won't happen as visible from Ireland. They'll be further apart. Sometimes they can actually pass in front of each other. That actually happened with Mars last month. I managed to see it myself. And Mars will pass near the moon, but now it's fading away. This will be the best chance for most people to see it. So there are going to be lots of conjunctions of other planets. Jupiter will be near the moon later this month. Venus and Saturn are going to pass each other on January 22nd. Venus will then skim Jupiter. It's coming into the evening sky, Venus is. There'll be a naked eye comet. There's loads more conjunctions and events like that happening all year round. We love featuring them in Astronomy Ireland magazine because most of them are visible to the naked eye. You don't need a telescope. You don't even need a pair of binoculars to see them.
They're my favourite ones. And I believe, have we a comet to look forward to as well?
Yeah, there's a new comet called ZTF. It's a survey telescope that found this comet when it was very far away, and it's going to come particularly close to the Earth at the end of January and into early February, and it could just be visible to the naked eye. In fact, we're running a watch for it on January 25th. You'll get details of that on our website, astronomy.ie, if you want to come along. We have telescopes to look at it, so even if it's a bit fainter than expected, we'll see it. Of course, comets are very unpredictable. It could be a lot brighter than expected. There was a lockdown comet in 2020, NEOWISE, that you could see plainly with the naked eye. So we're hoping it'll be that good.
What are those events really like now? If you're standing, you know, training your eye to the sky, what exactly do you get to see?
Well, with the naked eye, of course, tonight's event is fantastic.
Yeah.
Easy to see. You would have noticed it anyway. A lot of people sitting indoors, so the reason we're alerting people is to get them outside at this time of year. Not many people hang around in the freezing cold. But if you're standing watching this particular comet end of January, early February, you'll see a small hazy patch. And if it's brighter than expected, you might see a tail. That's certainly what I saw in July of 2020. I remember just sitting there on the bonnet of the car looking at this thing between the plough and the North Star. That's actually where this new comet is going to be as well, in the North Sky. So it's well placed for viewing from Ireland. And, you know, comets have let us down in the past, so we're always a bit scared to say it's going to be spectacular, but we know it's going to be a reasonable comet. And the pictures that are coming back of it already, while it's far from the Earth, are pretty spectacular.
Right. I like the idea of the tail. How that would get me excited. Will it be in the sky for long? Like, is it much of a window that you have to see this?
Yeah, and comets vary a lot. Older listeners might remember 1997, there was a comet called Hale-Bopp. It was pretty far from the Earth, but it was a big comet, and it blazed in the sky, as bright as the brightest stars in the sky for weeks on end. I remember once in Dublin, parked at traffic lights, and next to the traffic light, you could see this comet. It was that bright. We don't expect that for this particular comet. And this one is going to be bright because it's coming close to the Earth. So it's a smaller comet, but it comes closer, and the close approach is around February 1st. So it'll have just passed, in fact, it passes closest to the sun, which heats it up a lot, January 12th. Then it sort of cools down a bit as it moves away from the sun, but it moves a lot closer to us. So you've got all these dynamics going on of where it is relative to us, relative to the sun. So the brightest period should be, roughly speaking, late January, early February. There's more details in Astronomy On magazine. You'll see some details on our website. If you're in the Dublin area, come along to the watch on January 25th, and astronomy.ie has details of where that's taking place, because we'll be looking at it through telescopes, which are thousands of times better than your eye anyway.
I see one more thing which has caught my eye for later on in the year. Meteor shadows.
Yeah, there's several meteor showers. In fact, there's technically one tonight, but it's really midnight till dawn, if you like watching that late. And the moon is going to be interfering a little bit, so there won't be as many seen as normal. But there are two big meteor showers every year, one in August called the Perseids and one in December called the Geminids. And I watched both of them last year, and some of the fireballs from them were really spectacular. So they're highlights of our year.
They sound great. They sound very exciting.
Yeah, and you can watch those all night long. It's a free celestial fireworks display. So, people should also follow us on social media, because when things like that come up, we try to get the whole country out counting them. There's even an eclipse coming up in October, eclipse of the moon.
Yeah.
And Venus, that planet that's coming at the end of January into evening skies, the moon's going to pass in front of it on November the 9th.
A lot of things happening in those skies. And I've good news, tonight's going to be blustery with fresh to south westerly winds. Rain is clearing, so that the skies should be relatively clear tonight. So they should play ball with us and let us see Mars later on. David, thank you very much for joining us. Pleasure talking to you. David Murr there from Astronomy Ireland. And Mars, very visible in your night skies tonight. Henry McKean reporting on Christmas trees coming very soon.